Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Luke chapter 1 verse 47, and Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name." And I echo that a million times today. Hey, good Thursday to you this December the 17th, 2015. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to fellowship. Come on, take your coat off, take your shoes off, put your head up on the hook, and let's fellowship together. So good to spend some time with you today. And next week, a week from tomorrow, Christmas, and of course a week from today, Christmas Eve. And yeah, time is really flying by. It really is. And our kids are going to be out for winter vacation on Friday, so they're going to be in the house. And I can almost guarantee you, and I can hear it in my head now, "Dad, we're bored. We ain't got nothing to do." So I have to find some ways to keep them occupied, maybe with a broom, a mop, and some cleaning stuff. That's a great way to keep them occupied for sure. Hey, I hope you're having a great week this week. And boy, it's been pretty hectic, I'm going to be honest with you. In the Kroll household in the last couple of weeks, Wednesdays ago, we went to church, and my car was kind of parked into, obviously, the parking lot there. And somebody backed into my car, and they backed into it really good. They have one of those one-ton trucks, and oh my goodness, backed into it. A lot of internal damage of my car, and they officially totaled my car just the other week. So we've been searching for cars. It can be a pretty stressful thing. It really can. So we're going to test drive tomorrow and this weekend, and Lord willing, have a new car in our garage by the end of this weekend. So I appreciate your prayers. That is a pretty stressful thing. You're not buying wallpaper, you're buying a vehicle. So there's a whole lot more time and energy and research and money, praise the Lord. So I appreciate your prayers on that. Hey, coming up on Saturday, this is the big one. We've been looking forward to this for quite some time. Saturday, Marketplace Mall, 12 noon. You're invited to hear the Singing Men do their Christmas concert right there in the food court at the Marketplace Mall this Saturday, 12 noon. And this is going to be a fun day because the Great News Radio Theater Troupe will be debuted there as well. They're going to put on a great mini Christmas skit. I know lots of folks are involved with that. And it's all taking place this Saturday, 12 noon, Marketplace Mall, 2000 North Neal Street in Champaign. And this is going to be a great day of not just fellowship, but a great day of ministry, singing and declaring Jesus right there in the Marketplace Mall as people are out shopping, but also putting on a great mini skit about what Christmas is really all about, talking about the real Christmas, the first Christmas. So it's all taking place again this Saturday, 12 noon, Marketplace Mall right there in the food court. So I hope you can join us in that. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to dive into God's Word and take a look at the book of Matthew. And we're going to take a look at the three, I shouldn't say three because the Bible doesn't say three, the wise men, the magi. And we're going to talk about what happens when you follow a star and you end up in a stable. It's going to be a great study today from the book of Matthew right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Yeah.
celebrating the Christ of Christmas. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Fred's Radio, a great news radio. And, you know, the actress Helen Hayes once told the story about cooking her very first Thanksgiving turkey. She explained that she wasn't a very good cook, but after several years of marriage, she decided to try to prepare a turkey on her own. So she sat her husband and son down before the meal and said, "This may not come out exactly the way you want it to. If it's not a good turkey, don't say a thing. Without any comment, just stand up from the table and we'll go to the nearest restaurant and eat." And a few moments later, Helen walked into the dining room with the turkey, and her husband and son were already standing with their coats and hats on. I love that story. You know, I'll tell you what, our expectations, friend, definitely control our conduct, really. You know, we conduct our life and daily affairs based on what we expect from them. Kids provide a classic example. You know, I would imagine that if you have a grade school child in your house, you have no problem getting them up on Christmas morning. But the day after New Year's, when those same kids have to go back to school, it's an entirely different matter, right? Why? Because their conduct is controlled and influenced by their expectations. Friend, I got a question for you. What if you follow a star and find a stable? You know, in Matthew chapter 2, we read the story of the wise men or the magi following the star. And based on that scripture, the question that I have for you today is this. What happens when you've been following a star and it leads you to a stable? What happens when all of a sudden, after thinking that some grand and glorious thing would be at the other end, but you end up in the backyard of a barn? And there, instead of a palace and a king on the throne, you find a little baby held by its mother. It's nothing like you had, I guess, anticipated, right? How do you react when you follow the star and find a stable? Let me read you this passage here. "Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.' And when Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together from all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he began to inquire of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, "In you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the leaders of Judea, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."' Then Herod secretly called the Magi and ascertained from them the time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and make careful search for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, that I may too come and worship him.' And having heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over where the Christ child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and they came into the house and saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. And opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their own country by another way." Yeah, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, by the way. Can you imagine the disappointment the Magi must have felt when they finally ended up in Bethlehem? You know, they may have been expecting a mansion or a royal court. They even stopped at Herod's palace to find out about the star and this child who was to be born. I don't know about you, but every one of us had times in life when we followed a star. Everything looked so promising, but we were to find out at the end of that, we were in a stable. Margaret's nephew, Troy, was a promising young athlete with a great mind. He was a good student in his second year of college. Troy was very handsome, and it seemed that he had everything at his fingertips. Then one night, he was in a terrible automobile accident, thrown over 100 feet from his car. He ended up in an intensive care unit in Columbus, Ohio. If you had looked at Troy just hours before his accident, you would have said, there's a kid following a star. His future is unlimited. Afterward, we can only wonder if he had a future. Friend, go back to your high school graduation pictures. Look at some of the kids whom you graduated with. Some of them started off with such promise. Perhaps you look at the things they wrote in your yearbook and think back. You were sure they were going to be somebody one day. They were going to be a star one day. But now, as you look at them, you can see that life has been a disappointment. Maybe it's your job, where you've been expecting a promotion. Finally, the boss calls you into his office. As you sit there expectantly, you find out that you've been passed over. Someone else got the promotion. In one way or another, friend, all of us have followed a star, but found ourselves in a stable. You know, John Maxwell once said, strong Christians see God in both the good and the bad. The mature believer sees God not only in pleasures and palaces, but also in the barnyards and stables of life. When wise men find a stable, they look for God. Wise men of every age, when handed a difficult situation, don't panic about the problem, but hold steady and say, God is somewhere in this stable of life. There's something that I could learn. I'll hold steady because God is somewhere in this situation. You know, one of the things I like about God's word is that the writers never try to make the Bible characters better than they really are. They just tell it the way it is. Look at Joseph. He was a very wise man. He understood how to find the good in the bad. Remember all the things that he had to go through? He was sold into slavery, lied to by his brothers in a land, in a new land, that is, in slavery. He was lied to again while working in Potiphar's life. He went through one setback after another, but finally God raised him up to be the prime minister of Egypt. When his brothers came back, they apologized. And what did Joseph do? What did he say? What did he do? What did he say? He said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Joseph had the ability. Listen to this. Joseph had the ability, friend, to see God in his stable. Look at Job, who found himself sitting in an ash heap. Really, he was. He was a good man who never did anything wrong, yet there he was, going through persecution, the loss of family, loss of fortune, friends standing around telling him to curse God and die. But Job didn't listen to their advice. Instead, he said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job was able to see God in his stable. Look at David, writing the 23rd Psalm in a cave while fleeing from his own son who wanted to take over his throne. David had the ability to follow the star, yet when he found the stable, he somehow saw God in it. Friend, here's the point. You may be walking into a stable period in your life. You've been following that star and it looks so good. Then all of a sudden, you say, is this it? Is this it? Really, God? Is this it? Remember, friend, wise men and women have the ability to see God in the stables of their lives.
Long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. We're now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile fingers sent to heal us. Tender brow prepared for thorn. Tiny hearts whose blood will save us unto us is born. Our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God. Welcome to our world. Lifting
up the Christ of Christmas. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. So good to fellowship with you. I really enjoy our Thursdays together. And I just want to quickly remind you, as we prepare for 2016, would you help us end 2015 in the black and on budget? Your gift of support really does make a difference, because Great News Radio, we are truly listener supported. Our budget determines on the faithful support of friends like you who financially support us, and God's grace as well. So would you consider sending in a special year-end gift to Great News Radio? It's 100% tax deductible. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. And from all of us here, thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued prayers and your continued support of Great News Radio. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow. Hope you can join them for that wonderful time of fellowship and laughter, too. There's always lots of that in there as well. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.